Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. This segment is sponsored by Trusted Choice. If you do not like shopping for insurance, TrustedChoice.com is for you. An independent agent just a click away. They have an agent in your city who can help you determine your coverage needs and do the insurance shopping for you. More options, better value. It's at TrustedChoice.com. If you're balling on a budget, then TrustedChoice.com will help you figure out which company you need for which policy. Don't just use whatever's closest. Get one that's the best price. You can learn more at TrustedChoice.com. I'm getting a lot of messages, Shannon, that Ryan's Stockton Mortgage ad, he sounds really drunk.
Really?
Well, they slow it down? Well,
maybe I had to slow it down. I can't remember. Did you not hit it at a minute? Because that's what happens with you guys.
They Do you have it on there? I would like to hear it.
I haven't heard it today. I'll have to go back and see if I can find it.
See if you can find it. I want to see how drunk he sounds, because I think I literally got 25 messages on the text machine, Ryan, that you sound drunk in the Stockton Mortgage ad.
Yeah, I got a bunch of messages also, so it must be pretty bad if they're messaging you and me both.
It must be terrible, which makes me really want to hear it. I hope he's really drunk in it, Drew. I think that would be really funny.
Well, with the reaction you got, it sounds like it's a funny one, so we'll have to dig that up or be listening closely on the next break.
So Shaedon Sharpe commits tonight, but let's go over some news stuff. First of all, a question. Matt, this question is not for you. It's for Drew. What does he think of the new Kanye and Drake album and their now beef?
I have not heard much of the Kanye album. Grove Street was really popular on my playlist last week. But I've heard the Drake album, and it is great. Everyone should listen. And I don't really care about their beef. I just want them to produce good music.
What's their beef about? Do you know?
Kanye gave out... gave out Drake's address on Instagram. That started it. And then Drake kind of included some lines in his new album. And then I don't think Kanye loved that Drake dropped his album right after him and stole all the attention, because it's much better.
Didn't they also, like, there was a song that Kanye, I think Drake, like, released a song of Kanye's that he didn't release, right? Like, he leaked it. Is that correct? That seems mean.
I'm trying to think of the name. Yeah, no, it definitely does. They've been going back and forth for a while. It's all very petty. But, yeah, the two of the biggest rappers in the game now hate each other, and they just released their album.
That seems mean, though.
If
somebody has a song that they don't want to put out, Ryan, because it's not very good, and then the other guy gets it and releases it and, like, see, this guy's not very good.
Yeah, that's grounds for some beef for sure if you try to pull something like that. I would be mad if I was Kanye and Drake did that to me for sure.
They both seem like egomaniacs to me, but that's all right. I don't.
Kanye's officially lost it, I think.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right, Gavin Wimsett, Ryan, the quarterback at Owensboro. Friday night he plays against his rival, Davis County. I think they won.
Yeah.
And then after the game announces he's leaving high school early to go enroll at Rutgers and sign a six-figure NIL deal. Leaves high school 2 games into the season. What do you make of the decision?
This has intrigued me all weekend. Now, first of all, everybody needs to understand, he has enough credits to graduate. He needed one more credit. He got it taken care of. He has enough credits to graduate. So he can walk away from high school at Owensboro and graduate. And he can also enroll at Rutgers. Their enrollment period was still open where he could still get there. So if he didn't do it like right now, he was going to wait to have to enroll in Rutgers at Christmas. So he decides, with this deal already in place, to pull the trigger now, get on campus now, and be ready for this season. And, man, it's just something you and I talked about on the pregame show. I didn't see this coming. I just didn't foresee a high school kid potentially leaving early due to an NIL deal to go to his college of choice.
Yeah. But, Drew, if you're going to leave at Christmas anyway, they say, hey, you can come have the money now. I mean, I can see why he did it, I guess. Do you?
Oh, definitely. I don't blame it whatsoever. I mean, what's being reported of, you know, was it mid-six
half
figures,
a million,
I think?
Yeah, $500,000.
Half a million dollars. Who knew Rutgers had that kind of money?
And yeah, and you're not like the number one overall recruit. Money's going to be available down the road. You know, he doesn't ultimately know what his future is, at least professionally and financially. So if you can get half a million before taking a snap, I would have to look at my high school teammates and say, I'm sorry, but I have to do this for me and my family. And I would suspect most of his friends and high school teammates are pushing him out the door like yes and happy for him, because that's life-changing money for him.
And if he got hurt,
yeah.
I mean, that could make it go away, Ryan. And I think, you know, one of the things the KHSAA has to decide is, are they going to let guys take money to play? I mean, if Wimsett could have taken this money and kept playing at Owensboro, Ryan, maybe he would have done it. But that's against the rules. If you were the KHSAA, would you allow Wimsett or Reed Shepherd in the future to take a deal while they play high school?
They're going to have to make a decision because it's coming. I really feel like they need to move sooner than later because it's going to happen. And this is just my opinion, totally my opinion. But I wonder if Rutgers was worried if we keep waiting around, somebody's going, because schools are still recruiting Gavin Wimsett.
Yep.
Other schools maybe convince him, hey, if, you know, say Alabama comes knocking, why don't you come in here for a visit? Well, then they're going to lose him.
Well, win for Rutgers. You hit it right there. Now he's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kept him. And yep. You're right. As the year went on, he may have gotten stolen from them. And so it's a huge win for Rutgers. But you talk about a story that when it came out is kind of a shocker. The idea that a kid from Owensboro would get $500,000 to go to Rutgers and would leave. I think it's also fascinating that he played that game. You know what I mean? Like, he decided to play against his rivals before he left.
Yeah, I'm sure that was part of it. You know, I can still enroll at Rutgers on Monday after this game. I want to play against Davis County. We're going to beat Davis County, and then we can all celebrate in the locker room afterwards, and I can leave as a happy man. I think it definitely played into it.
My biggest question is, who at Rutgers has the money to pay a quarterback? I mean, Rutgers is terrible. Surely you can find something better to do with your money. I'm glad it's going to a Kentucky boy, but I didn't know their football program had money like that.
All the more reason we got to find our guy or woman. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, we got to find the person, because every school's going to have this, and Kentucky's got to have theirs.
Yep.
You know, we had that signing Saturday night for Pascal and Corker, and it went pretty well. It wasn't full, it wasn't empty, it was kind of in the middle, but we need to keep having those, because, like, that's going to be big. It just is. And this Wimsett story, if that's not the wake-up call, I don't know what is. Did Ryan sound drunk, Shannon, in the ad?
Not on the radio version, but somebody sent a version of the streaming of it, and for some reason it slows it down there, so I've got that if you want to play it.
Let's play the version that streamed.
You find your home, and they'll take care of the rest. Founded and headquartered in Kentucky, Stockton Mortgage has grown as a full-service, independent mortgage bank with 3 locations and licensed in 19 states. And they're growing. So whether you're looking to refinance an existing home now,
there you go.
And they're growing.
All
right, I need that. Go back to that part. That's a part we may need for a drop. They're growing.
And licensed in 19 states. And they're growing. So whether you're looking to refinance an existing home loan.
I love
it. Oh, my goodness.
So why would it do that on the streaming, Shannon?
I'm not really sure.
Do it on the app?
I think just to make sure everything catches up and when you come back to the show, that it's all, you know, synced up. So sometimes it has to speed up or slow down a spot.
And they're growing.
Sounds like I just had my colonoscopy.
Yes.
Immediately.
Awesome.
I got to go get a cheeseburger.
another person writes, Matt, what did you think of the AEW pay-per-view? Shannon, I watched it. Did you watch it?
Thought it was awesome. AEW is getting all the good guys from WWE.
No kidding. I thought, in all honesty, I thought it was the best pay-per-view I've seen in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And I don't even know all the guys in it. But, I mean, they had two new people debut, Jericho in a big match, CM Punk in a big match. They had this tag match where a dude jumped off the top of a cage on the three people. That was crazy. Yeah. And it's just like the crowds, it reminds me, Shannon, of wrestling when we were in college.
Right.
Like it's like they've got that energy back with them.
Yep, the crowd's into it. When CM Punk comes out, the crowd loses their mind. I mean, it was a really good pay-per-view.
There's this group that's called like Jurassic Express, right? And they come out and everybody sings their song. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You know that song?
Yeah, we all know that song.
Well, I mean, you know. You know what I'm doing. Like
try it
know
one more time.
Yeah.
See if you can figure it out. One more time.
He's sitting there. He's not following with me. But my point is, like, when the whole crowd sings and all that, I don't know, man. I feel like that was awesome. So, yes, I watched it. I taped it. And that was the best pay-per-view I've seen in 20 years.
You think AEW will ever catch WWE in ratings?
I think they're going to come close with this.
Because they're taking all their talent.
I mean, they're getting all these guys, and it's fun. So, I loved it. Who's next?
Let's go to Michael.
Michael, what's up, Michael?
Hi, guys. I'm glad to see AEW do well. I want to ask you guys to please keep Coach Jim Matney at Johnson Central in your thoughts and prayers. He's fighting a very bad battle of COVID, and then I've also got something else for you guys, but I really can't elaborate over live radio. But to kind of give you a hint what I'm talking about, I've got a Kentucky football parent that's got some issues going on that needs some help. I mean, I'm not going to be able to have any kind of influence, but maybe if somebody can keep me on the line and I can talk to someone, maybe you guys could provide some input to the university. This individual doesn't even know that I'm calling. And
yeah, just hang on, and you can tell Shannon, and we'll see what's up. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Matt.
Hang on just a second. Thank you. On the Coach Jim Matney, he's at Johnson Central. He was on this radio show last year when we went and did the game of the week at his high school. Wonderful man. He's battling COVID, and it is a tough battle for him, Ryan. And I know you and I both like him a lot.
Yeah, great guy. We've got to hang out with him there. We did the show down there. People will remember he's the one that did the video, the pregame speech, the emotional pregame speech about being from the mountains and the pride that they had before they took the state championship game that one year. Just and you guys know this. Sometimes the football coach or the basketball coach in a small community can be larger than life. And Jim Matney is that for that community. He is revered. He is loved. He's respected. And this has really hit hard down there at Johnson Central. So, yeah, we're all praying and pulling for him for sure.
John Calipari just announced that he had COVID over the summer. Said he was vaccinated. It was a breakthrough case, and he had very mild symptoms. But that he had COVID over the summer. So. Glad he turned out to be okay. Said he
didn't
announce it at the time. Well, I think he's just announced it for the first time. Said he didn't announce it at the time, Drew, because he didn't want to discourage people from getting the vaccine. And to be honest with you, I mean, I thought the same thing in terms of when this happened. I knew I was going to, you know, we're not going to be able to do the remote on Friday, and I'm not going to be at the game on Saturday. But then, so I knew I had to say it, but I had the same thought. Because you want to encourage people to do it, but apparently, Drew, that happened with Cal this afternoon.
Yeah, I remember hearing earlier in the summer when Cal had it, and that he, for that reason, didn't want it to get out. I thought, you know, is with the influence he has, that he wanted to keep people, you know, getting vaxxed and all that. And then for him to come forward today, he didn't just throw it out. There was a big press conference this morning. It started at 10. So
okay.
Cal's basically rehashing the whole summer. That's why that came out today. But I guess he finally wanted to let it known that that happened.
There you go. So 502-571-1080. We will take a break. Take your calls when we come back. A little more on Shaedon Sharpe. The number one player in America is deciding today. Drew will tell us what kind of player he is right after this. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky brand at KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080 at KY Sports Radio. This segment is sponsored by the Kentucky Chamber. They're proud to announce COVID Stops Here sweepstakes. All employers with over a 90% vaccination rate can enter into another contest. It includes sports tickets, brewery and distillery packages, and Kentucky destination experiences. If this applies to your business, go to kychamber.com/COVID. Employers are encouraging employees to get vaccinated, and the employees are now eligible for prizes as well. Find out more at kychamber.com/COVID, brought to you by the Kentucky Chamber, celebrating 75 years. So now the employees can win as well, which is very, very exciting stuff. One person writes, Matt, who is Wimsett getting $500,000 from, and does this have to be public knowledge? We don't know, and no, it doesn't. But then again, let's say somebody gives you $500,000. Does it have to be public knowledge? I mean, you got to tell the IRS, and he will too. But no, you don't have to tell them, and they don't either. I mean, again, the rules now are you can just take money. So then they don't have to say. Another person writes, Matt, I'd be upset if I was a player on the team and the star quarterback quit. We worked 4 years for a good senior season, and he just leaves. Well, there may be some players that feel that way. I bet most are happy for their friend. But that's selfish if you feel that way. Gavin Wimsett doesn't owe anybody anything. You know, I would like to know how many people out there, whatever you're doing, if you do it for free and somebody says over there, I'll give you $500,000 to do it over there, something you're going to do anyway in a few months, that you wouldn't take it. I mean, again, just act like you're the kid. He's going to Rutgers in January. It's September. They say, we'll give you $500,000 to come now. And by the way, he could get hurt between September and January and end up getting no money. Ryan, almost everybody's going to take that money. They just are.
Yeah, and you know, and we got to meet him when he came up to the radio show with us when we were there at Kentucky Wesleyan. And he seems like a great kid from a great family. I assume he's a great teammate. This is life-changing money for a lot of time for families. So, yeah, I think you definitely have to look at it. And like you said earlier, Matt, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is going to start happening with these top elite football players and basketball players are going to get lured away just so schools can hang on to them.
One person writes, Matt, are you upset Kentucky is not in the top 25? Drew, I don't know about upset, but I think I still think they're getting less respect than they deserve. I don't know, whether they should be in the top 25 or not, I guess is debatable. But, I saw one guy had us 13th in the country, and another guy didn't have us in the top 40. I think people just are kind of writing us off in a way that I don't think is smart.
Yeah, and there has been – the media respect has gotten better. The official AP poll will come out later today. I don't think we'll be ranked because Kentucky wasn't even one of the teams that got a single vote in the preseason. But I do think we'll see their name in that others receiving votes category, maybe even real close to cracking the top 25. And if you go out and beat Missouri,
yeah.
I think this is a different conversation next
week.
Yeah, I agree. But still, the opponent, as good as they looked, ULM's just not a great opponent that's going to move you up above a bunch of teams that also won. But if you beat Missouri, I think they're on a straight line for the top 25.
If you beat Missouri and South Carolina and they're 4-0 going in the Florida game, Ryan, the country will pay attention at that point. They will. That game will be one of the biggest games of the week if that's the scenario.
Yeah, SEC Nation will be here. Maybe even game day wants to come over here. If Kentucky is undefeated going into that Florida game, it'll be an awesome event. And the way Kentucky played on Saturday, I think we should all be excited about that possibility happening and go for it.
It is possible. Who's next?
Bob in Jamestown.
Bob in Jamestown, how are you?
I hope you're feeling better. Maybe this will be a wake-up call for a lot of people to get out there and take this Delta seriously. I mean, the legislature's meeting now, spending big money every day. Hopefully they'll come up with some kind of plan. I mean, humanity's in the fight of our lives. I mean, there's nothing like this has ever been on the earth, so it's pretty serious. Anyway, we got a dynamic duo with Levis and Rodriguez. Hopefully they're going to get the protection they need, and we got something to look forward to this year.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm very excited. I mean, how can you not be excited about Levis? We've been asking for this, Ryan. This is exactly what we've been asking for, an offense that was balanced. And what's equally exciting to me is, you know, he throws for 367 yards, but Rodriguez still runs for 125. I mean, it's not like you gave up the running game. Last year, Rodriguez averaged 6.6 yards a carry. Saturday, he averaged 6.6 yards a carry. So, like, you kept doing what you were good at, but now you added this as well.
And that's why you brought Liam Cohen in here. And that's why Liam Cohen handpicked Will Levis to be his quarterback, to do exactly what we saw. Stoops talked about it, you know, I think in his postgame news conference. You know, this is what we knew we had to do to improve our offense, even to improve the running game. Just opens up things a little more.
I was most impressed. It seemed like three or four times, maybe more, there was a shoestring tackle on Rodriguez where if they hadn't pulled him down, it was another 20 yards to the end zone. He could have had a crazy day with just a couple broken tackles, but ULM seemed to get him at the last second. I remember a handful of those.
That's right. They had two that I can think of where they got his shoestring, or he would have been gone and been able to score. One person writes, Matt, do you feel good about the LSU game now? Yeah, I mean, look, I feel good about all these games except Georgia. I mean, we can win any of them. I just think the law of averages means we won't win all of them. But there's no game except Georgia that I look at and say, well, you know, I'd be shocked if we won. I think they got a chance, Ryan, at any of them, depending on how they play.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think more fans are starting to realize that and believe that. This could be a very special year. I think, though, the Missouri game next Saturday may be the biggest one of the season, though, coming up.
No, it is. You got to win this one. If you win this one, everything else, the world, it becomes your oyster. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
That's right. We did start from the bottom, but now we're here. Who is this?
Drake.
Drake.
Oh. We're talking about Drake and Kanye.
I should know that. I never know who sings these songs. Yeah. At least post 2003.
Yeah.
Can I read you a quote that's ridiculous?
Ready.
So, is it Abby Drew that's a Cowboys fan?
Yes. I like the Cowboys too, but they're our secondary team.
I kind of think their coach, Mike McCarthy's kind of a goober.
Absolutely.
For leaving the Packers, he is a goober.
So here's what he said. One of their players, Zach Martin, is on the COVID list. But he said he wasn't going to rule Martin out for Thursday. He's technically not supposed to play until a week from today, so a week from Tuesday. But if he were to somehow get two negative COVID tests, he'd be able to play because that would mean he no longer has it. And he's vaccinated, and I guess in the NFL – If you test positive, but then you get two tests that are negative, you can make your quarantine less. Does that make sense, Ryan?
I follow you so far, yep.
This is what Mike McCarthy said, however. If there was a player who could make it to where he didn't test positive, Zach would be in that group of players. How would he do that?
Yeah, is he Superman?
What, some kind of magic potion?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he hurt his foot and he can rehab more. Like, what does he mean by that?
Pixie dust? I don't know.
I mean, Zach Martin's tough. We're big Zach Martin fans. His family's been to KS Bar. Good people.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know how he's going to have a flip of COVID. I don't think you can control that.
Yeah, I don't either. Did you see, Ryan, what happened in the Brazil-Argentina soccer match?
Man, I hate that I missed the Brazil-Argentina soccer match, so tell me about it.
So Brazil and Argentina, they're two huge rivals. Like, they're the biggest rivals. They hate
I didn't even know that. Okay.
And it's a World Cup qualifier, so it's a big match. It is in Brazil. The match starts, and 4 minutes into the match, a host of Brazilian police run onto the field and arrest four Argentina players.
What?
Wow. Not just like at the game, during the game, like in the middle of the game. And they arrested them for coming into the country and not declaring that they had been in England and thus violating the rules on COVID protocols in Brazil. But what's amazing to me about this is they don't, like, do it before the game, after the game. They run on the field and just get them while they're playing.
Total theatrics. Yeah, there's no reason they couldn't have done that before the game. That's total theatrics. Look at us. We're the Brazilian police. We're heroes. We're dragging these guys off the field. That's total theatrics.
Yeah, they couldn't even wait for a timeout.
No, they didn't wait for it. They literally – there's video of this. They literally just run onto the field, these police, and just start grabbing the guys.
I like
it. You like it, Drew?
A rule is not a rule, what?
Without a punishment.
So maybe they just found out that the rule was broken in that moment. That's where those guys happen to be standing. We have to go enforce the rule.
So they ended up, the game got canceled because there was such chaos. The Argentina players refused to play, saying you can't arrest our players 4 minutes into the game. But, Ryan, you need to see the video. It is a bizarre scene.
Yeah, I'm playing out Drew's scenario in my mind now. They just got the word at the police station. Where are these guys? We know where they are. They're playing right now. Let's go. They go chase them down on the field.
Well, you need to see it. Literally, the police come out on the field and just start taking people.
Did the players run away from them? I would have run away from them.
Well, where would you have gone?
I jumped in the crowd and took off, so they couldn't get me.
I think maybe the Brazilian crowd might not have been that eager to help you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the last place I would go.
I'm not sure that where I would go is into the Brazilian crowd. As a matter of fact, I'd go anywhere but that if I had my choice. In the options. So really odd scene. Something you wouldn't see everywhere. Who's next?
Our friend Jerry.
Jerry is on the phone. Positive Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Matt, how's it going? I'm just sitting here enjoying a banana peel and listening to you guys talk about Levis. So.
Are you?
I wanted to correct.
What you said in the postgame show. I said, are you excited about the performance? And you immediately said, well, I want to see how he does in short pass. Like, you didn't say you were excited.
No, that's not what I said. What I said was, what I wanted to see Saturday was how he threw those passes, and he did those well. That's what I said.
That's not what you said. Shannon, you can go back. The podcast is on.
Pull the tape.
The postgame show is on the podcast. That is not what he said. But go ahead.
But anyway, no, I think – the whole team, not just Levis, did everything they could do Saturday, given the opponent they were playing. They played as well as they could and beat the crap out of them. But I'm kind of excited about Saturday because I think, having watched that Missouri game, that they got some problems on defense and on their offensive line. And it wouldn't if Levis plays as well against Missouri as he did last week, it wouldn't shock me if we just stomped the snot out of Missouri.
Well, so that is very positive. So it turns out you feel good about it.
I feel good about it. I just want to see him play Missouri and Florida. I think those are two tests. I mean, if he plays like he did Saturday, Florida's the
second best team on our schedule, Jerry. We can be really good and still lose to Florida.
But what I'm saying is just to see what he does against Florida, because Florida's the real deal. Florida's got elite athletes and blitzers and everything else like crazy. And
do you now believe maybe the coaches knew what they were talking about when they chose him over Joey Gatewood?
I never said they didn't. Hey, you use Pro Football Focus all the time, right? That's what you like to use, right? Do you realize where they ranked Levis before the season? They're ranked in 97.
Did you see where they ranked him after the game? He was the third highest-ranked quarterback in the country.
I saw that. But I think
so. Which is more impressive, the actual rankings based on performance or the rankings based on their thought?
Well, obviously the ones based on performance, man.
So my point was, though, I remember what you said. You said that you didn't think Joey Gatewood got a fair shot, and you said
I didn't say he didn't get a fair shot. I said I didn't like the process of leaking all that stuff out about what was going on. That's what I said. I figured Levis was a starter from the time that Cohen started talking about him because Gatewood was a square peg in a round hole in this offense.
It feels like
I just didn't like letting him go until you because
but, I mean, they don't have they can't stop coach. Him. They can't stop him from going. Like I mean,
I didn't say they couldn't stop him, but what I'm saying is, and because Levis had to go to that quarterback coach in the spring, if you remember, to work on his mechanics because he had issues with accuracy. That's why he went to that quarterback guru. And you don't know if that all that stuff is going to work until he gets into games and starts playing. And that's all I was saying all along.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jerry. Feels like revisionist history, Ryan, to me. I feel like I remember a different version than he does.
Well, did you and him really get into it on the post-game show or something? I saw bits and pieces of it.
Well, I mean, first of all, on the post-game show, he said exactly what I said. He came on and he said, I said, are you positive about this performance? And the first thing he did was say, well, I want to see blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't even say yes. So, you know.
Man,
I mean,
I don't have this. I don't have the quote exact, but I remember I was in the press box with headphones on at the stadium, and I thought it was so negative, I actually took off my headphones and told the people around me that Jerry still found a way to be negative.
And not
so
only
I
that,
remember it being negative.
We had a caller, Shannon, who said Jerry makes him so mad that he brings Jerry up to his therapist.
Yeah, that's when you know it's bad.
That's good.
Or is it bad that you actually let a caller affect your life that much? What does that say about you?
Well, I think it says that Jerry can make people very mad. I think that's what... But, the idea of I need to wait till Florida before I believe it. Florida's the second-best team we play, Ryan. They're the third-best team in the conference. I mean, if he doesn't play great against Florida, that doesn't mean he's not good.
That's right. We've seen great quarterbacks have a bad game once in a while. That could easily happen for Levis. Of course, he could go out and light it up against Missouri, and as Jerry sounds like, it's still not going to give him much credit. Got to wait to see what he does against Florida is what it sounded like to me.
Listen. Let's say he throws a stinker against Florida, but then we beat all the teams that are worse than Florida. We'd be 10-2. That's a pretty
good
season.
That. I think we would all take that every day. Every
who's
day.
Who's next?
Tim.
Tim, how are you, Tim?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call. Of course, like everybody else, I'm like very excited about Will Levis. And it's not just his playing, which is exceptional. He throws a great ball, and you know Wandell and the other receivers are going to love it. It's just really his marketing ability and his sense of humor that I kind of like about him. I mean, he kind of blew up with the banana thing, but one thing nobody's talking about is the sideline reporter said that he told her he wanted to be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about that in the first hour.
Oh, I missed it. I was too busy working.
Well, I understand. But, I mean, it's not true that nobody talked about it. We talked about it. I mean, that's a...
Well, I didn't hear anybody say... It was like she said it, and that was it. The commentators didn't say anything, and I was just, like, just laughing my head off, me and my son and my wife. It was hilarious.
Yeah, well, but, listen, he may end up
just
finding that if he...
Season.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. He may end up finding that if he keeps going. I'm telling you, if he wins Saturday... He'll be the biggest star in the state. I genuinely believe it. If he wins Saturday, he'll become the biggest star in the state. You know, this past year has been stressful for everyone, and finding effective ways to cope may seem impossible. But that's why I trust my friends at Cornbread Hemp, Kentucky's number one rated CBD company, over 1,000 five-star reviews. Cornbread Hemp is proud to offer Kentucky's first USDA-certified organic CBD product, made with the signature full-spectrum flower-only hemp CBD. That's right. Honk, that's how happy it makes you. Rolling Stone, Forbes, and KSR, they will tell you that this is the hemp to get from Kentucky. You've probably seen a million different choices out there. How do you decide which one to do? It's simple. Remember what you like to eat. Cornbread. Cornbreadhemp.com. Use my code KSR for 25% off. They've sent us all great stuff. Now you can send it to you, cornbreadhemp.com, promo code KSR. We'll take a break. Come back. Final segment. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
I'm on the Back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Have you watched the video yet, Ryan, of the cops coming out?
Oh, no. I didn't look it up. Well, I forgot about it.
I watched it.
I need
it.
To go look at
it
that.
It is a crazy scene.
It really is a crazy scene.
Like, how many cops ran on the field?
And they're all, the cops are all, Shannon, like, wearing jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like,
kinda unassuming.
You would think if you were going to do that, you would, like, dress as cops, you know?
Right, right.
They look like a bunch of, you know, modern ministers in their shirts untucked and jeans.
Right. Which, you know, if you're a player and you don't recognize they're a cop, you may, you know, throw a punch or something.
Well,
you
that's
know?
True. You may be like, who's this dude?
And then you're assaulting
jeans.
A cop and don't even know it.
Wow. Got to be careful in Brazil.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in Brazil. 502-571-1080. Drew, Shaden Sharp, let's say the number one player in America picks Kentucky tonight. What's Kentucky getting?
Well, for one, it'll be our first number one player since Scal. So, I mean, that's big, especially the dip recruiting's taken a little bit in the last couple of years. Just getting that excitement back in a quick early win for this new coaching staff, I think, is huge for momentum going forward, especially getting him so early. But as far as what he brings to the basketball court, I keep going back to the Malik Monk comparison. Part of that is just because how he blew up. He led the Peach Jam with like 25 a game. That's kind of what Monk did right before he committed. But he's kind of got that Monk bounce, kind of got the mid-range like Monk. Not quite as good of a three-point shooter, who is, but he did lead the Peach Jam, or top five, I think, in three-point shooting. So he can do it. He's not to Monk's level, but I see a lot of that scoring ability and just that star power that they've lacked in the backcourt for a few years.
It's very exciting, I got to tell you. I mean, I think he can be an absolute superstar. I mean, I think he can be, you know, as good as we've had at that position here. And so if they can get him today, plus if he picks Kentucky, now that the G League's made a run at him these last 72 hours, Ryan, I feel better about if he picks Kentucky today, he'll stay at Kentucky. You know what I mean? Like some of these other guys, they get picked and then G League tries to get them at the end. In this case, they're trying to get them right at the beginning. So if he picks Kentucky, he's picking them over the G League, Ryan, immediately.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. He'll stay with Kentucky, and now he'll be our lead recruiter with these other guys for the class. You know, that's usually what happens. If you get the number one dude who picked you over the G League, it may be easy to talk to some of your buds. Hey, man, let's go. Let's go do this.
And now there's another kid, Drew, Chris Livingston, the number four-ranked player in America. Most people had him going to Memphis, and now everybody's switching their pick to Kentucky. Should I get excited about him?
I mean, really, unlike – I mean, you have to go back a while, but if you just pull up the top 10 right now, they all – obviously, they're not all going to pick Kentucky, but Kentucky is in the mix with most of these players. Momentum's good with Livingston, Lively. You still got our boy Bona, who might be the big man in the early signing period. I think the backcourt's kind of locked down. Nick Smith, who they were considering and had a visit coming up, just canceled his visit and is no longer considering Kentucky. So that kind of tells you on the back end, Kentucky might already have what they want secretly and just have to wait to put it all together officially. It's recruiting
well,
is definitely
gonna get,
back.
They're going to get Case and Wallace. They've already got Sky Clark, and then they may get Shaden Sharp. There's your backcourt. You don't need anybody else.
True.
And that's why Nick Smith has dropped them from consideration. I think those three are done, and when the period's open to where they can sign and make it official, those are your three.
It's easy to overlook and sort of forget and go, well, recruiting. This class, if these couple things lock in, is going to be special, folks. So tonight, we'll find out. I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch yet, but it's hard not to be excited. Who's next?
Ryan.
Ryan, how are you, Ryan?
Hey, what's up? I got two quick things.
Okay.
The first one is, I think Jerry could make a great politician because he just doubled down on everything he said while denying all.
Yes, he did. That was kind of a politician answer. You're right.
And then the second thing is, you know, a lot of people made comments over the years about Kentucky Joe's songs, but he is a genius level lyricist compared to the Tennessee rap guy.
Oh, the Tennessee rap guy is so terrible. I appreciate the call. Shannon, did you see him this weekend?
No. How did I miss that?
Drew, did you tweet it out? Drew?
Yeah, I tweeted it.
All right, so go to Drew's Twitter, Shannon, and I just want you to play. We won't play the whole thing, but we'll play like 30 seconds after this call. Who's next?
Okay, let's go to Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, how are you?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. You know, Matthew, on Saturday, this past Saturday, I was so tired of the talking season, so ready for football to actually start, and then to see what I saw, I was so very excited. And then I listened to the post-game show, and our boy from Knoxville called in with his rant on Big Butt Jerry and like to knock me out of my chair laughing.
He was funny. But, I will say, that dude, I mean, that was an epic rant. I don't know if he had it written down or not, but it was great.
He went off on Jerry. And now listen, we need – Jerry's not in the class by himself. There are a lot of others like him. And he's always got that big butt. Today he calls you in. It's, well, yeah, Levis looked good. Well, the receivers were great. Well, the defense was awesome. But it's always a big but. And I think everybody's big but is based in past history.
That's
and
true.
I think we're going to have to bring them around and convince them that Stoops and Merrill have worked awfully hard to put that past history behind, recruit really good people, really deep. I'm real keen to see how this season goes. I'm excited. So we'll talk to y'all later on.
I agree with that. I do think, Ryan, the butt, to use his term, is all based on our long history, most of which is before Stoops even got here.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think fans were just Stoops called it the culture. The culture of our fan base was always, well, how are we going to blow this game? Well, how are we going to lose this lead? There was never that optimism, and Stoops has changed that. But I think Jerry and some of these guys still haven't bought in yet, so to speak.
Yep. All right. So here's the Tennessee guy. This was the rap he put out before the game against Bowling Green.
Yo, what's going on? This is Andy from the 423. We here in K-Town, Tennessee. Bowling Green, it's about to get nasty. Our boys bringing blood and physicality. QBs will run, throw bombs, running backs attack like bulls. You guys were gonna look like fools. Defensive line gonna grab you, maul you to the turf. It's what it's called, Gorilla Gang. After we done with you, we'll be known as Orange Bloods. Orange Gang, we are now on the hype train. Bowling Green, you think you mean? Well, Tennessee just wants the dub in the green. Now, better not make this trip, because once we done with you, there won't be no return trip. Welcome to K-Town, where we will do the K-Town stomp. Best
okay, that's good. I like
stomp.
That he does trip with trip.
Yep.
How good do you think he is, Shannon?
Horrible.
If you're ranking rappers, better or worse than the real T. Jones?
Oh, 100% worse. And the guy's voice kind of sounds like Ernest T. Bass. Did you pick that up?
It does sound like
listen
Ernest
to this.
QBs will run.
How do you do this? Is Wiley.
Yeah, we have that drop, don't we?
Yeah, it's somewhere on here. I got so many drops now, it's hard to find it that quick.
Oh, if you could find it. That's a good call. He does sound like Ernest T. Bass.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job.
My favorite part is in the video. If you look closely in his sunglasses, you can see the piece of paper he's reading all of it off of.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
I feel like if you're going to write it down, you got to do better than that. You know, if that's an ad lib, I'll say, okay, well, that's terrible, but it's understandable. But if you write that down and that's what you come up with.
How do you do, Mrs. Wiley?
That does sound like him.
Wow. From the 423, we here in K-Town, Tennessee.
How do you do, Mrs. Wiley?
That's a great call, Shannon. You hit that one dead on. Very well done. Hey, thank you folks very much for listening. I will be here at my house for the rest of the week. These guys will be doing their thing, but we will be back tomorrow. John Calipari will be on the show tomorrow.
Wow. What? How about
10:30 a.m., John Calipari. We'll see you later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.